Good evening. This is N2OYQ, Net Control for the Black Flight ServiceNet. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomville Amtrak repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? The next Boomville Amtrak Club next monthly meeting is July 21st, Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Plant Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scottish Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur release is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boomvillearc.com. We will take all incorrect stations at this time. Please call now. Any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is N2OYQ, Net Control for the Black Roof Valley ServiceNet. I will take all regular members and guests. Please call now.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2WI.
N5AOW, good evening, Dan.
Okay, we got WA2U, KC2WI, and N5AOW. We'll go back to the top of the list. John, good evening. WA2U and 2YQ. And give me a signal check, too, when you come back. I'm doing the net here from Whitaker Park with a mobile antenna. So.
Okay, Dan. And to OIQ, WA2 and the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Well, you sound plenty of audio and it's nice and clear and not complete full quieting, but you're very, very copyable. So, as they say, don't move. You sound great. Say good evening to, I guess, Pete, and I think Bob checked in. I don't know if there's anyone on the EchoLink, but, well, another interesting day here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. We had some rain, we had some sun, we had some rain. Kathy and I were getting so now that if it's not pouring, we'll do stuff outside anyway. So, Kathy, I know it sounds kind of boring. She's out piling some wood today, and I went and moved some of the blocks of the logs over to the wood splitter, and it's still a big pile. But I had 40 or 50 logs, and I think I had about 11 left, so we're getting there. And tomorrow, I understand that the weather might be decent, so I might get another good pile of them over there by the splitter, and then I just a matter of splitting them up and piling. But we enjoy the form of exercise. What else? I put a little, worked on some hardware on the cabinets in the east kitchen here. Put some door handles on and things that I'd refinished, and what else? Oh, got some packages in the mail. Boy, there's a place that, I don't know if anybody has computer needs or whatever. I order blank CD discs, DVD discs, DVDs, jewel cases, and I've got to, it's a place called Total Media. And I called yesterday afternoon, and this is without exception, I don't care what kind of weather, and I ordered spindles of discs that I like to burn copies of things on, and jewel cases, and they've got single and double and whatever you need. And they arrived today, and I think they're out of New Jersey. I don't know if someone's got a helicopter, but, you know, you order other stuff that takes a week to get here, but, boy, I was out there today working with the wood, and the truck pulled in, and the package was here, so it was very, very good. So, not a whole lot going on. Looking forward, as I said, tomorrow to maybe a little bit drier day. The grass needs mowing. The garden's doing great with all the rain we've had, and we got 59 degrees, so... Dan, I'll turn it back over to you. Sound fine as a repeater. Maybe there'll be some other people joining in here. WATU, back to them.
Okay, pretty good, John. Now you report there this evening, and thanks for the radio check there. Yeah, I'm mobile, or I'm talking off the radio in my vehicle, my truck, with a mobile antenna on top of that, but from Whitaker Park here. So, in town of Martinsburg. So anyways, we're up here camping for a week or so, and so we're enjoying ourselves pretty much. People are starting to come in now today, quick to come and camp, and hopefully the park fills up for the weekend, for the holiday weekend. So, okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and also on your wood there, too. You're gaining. You got too far to go, and you'll be all caught up, hopefully. Okay, this is N2OIQ. We're going to KC2WI, giving Pete. How are you doing this evening?
Okay, good evening, Dan. KC2WI, I guess there was no net on the Lowville machine at 8 o'clock. I was busy, and I didn't hear anything, and I just kept working. I didn't, stop and try and call the net. Anyway, it's not really dry, but it's sort of drying up. I don't think it's rained for a while here. Pretty cool. I guess last I looked, tomorrow is supposed to be a fairly nice day. Not particularly warm. Not hot, but not rainy. And then I guess the problem is I haven't looked since this morning, so you never know. Well, right now, okay, now they're saying tomorrow is mostly sunny and 73, and Friday is sunny and 72, but it was going to be hotter on Friday. Now they're saying Saturday and Sunday are mostly sunny, and they were saying thunderstorms, but now they're not saying anything until Tuesday night, a chance of showers. So looks like maybe we've got a stretch of clear weather here, and then maybe some rain in the middle of next week. So we'll see, how long that lasts, but anyway. Well, I haven't really recovered, I guess, but I'm getting things done here after my Monday ordeal of the broken fitting on the water line coming into the house, the floor full of water and all that stuff. And I've got one machine just ready to go out tomorrow and be delivered and set up, and another one maybe tomorrow night in Boonville. I'm going to try and get that scheduled. And I got another refurb that will be done and ready to go out if somebody needs it. I was hoping the original information that came out about a week, maybe two weeks ago, was that if you installed the Windows 10 Insider Preview in a computer, any computer, when Windows 10 came out, you would be able to convert that Insider Preview license into a regular license for free. But it turns out that was not true. That information came from a tweet by one of the Microsoft guys that was just poorly worded and implied that was a way to get Windows 10 for free, even if you didn't have Windows 7 or 8, which they're definitely giving free, update to Windows 10 if you do it within the first year. So, it sounded almost too good to be true, but I could rationalize it in that Microsoft didn't necessarily want to give it out to everybody, for one thing, to avoid all the, you know, problems that people might have with older computers and then they'd be calling Microsoft. But maybe they wanted to give it to people who were techies and, you know, would be the ones who were using the Insider Preview, which is basically they're testing it for Microsoft. But that turns out that was not the case. It was just a very poorly worded statement that I don't know what happened. KC2WI, I don't know what happened there. My radio switched frequency, so I don't know where that happened. KC2WI.
Okay, Brigitte, be on your report. No, yeah, I think everything come through. Everything come through. Just about towards the end, the much about disappointed in Microsoft, you know, with that new upgrade there and stuff. Yeah, I was right. So I don't think we missed very much because you weren't off very long. So maybe 5 seconds of that. So okay, very good, Pete. Thanks for with our information and what all. So we'll talk to you later and have a good evening. We'll go on to N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. And how's everything with you this evening?
And Dan, everyone on frequency. Not a whole lot to report. Still working on the front porch. Since it's been raining, I've been accomplishing a number of things on upgrades and changing doors and a variety of different things. So, had one in preparation. I got a new door for the porch, a little sturdier and a whole lot newer, and I don't have to glaze in any of the glass on it like the old windows that were on the porch. So, things are getting a little bit more in line with the way I want to at least improve it. Now I'm going to be getting ready to retrim it outside and inside. So just one of those ongoing projects, and since we've had a considerable amount of rain, was a good project to get working on. So other than that, not a whole lot going on, Dan. So I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening. N5AOW.
Okay, very good, Bob, on your report there this evening, and with everything there with the doors and all. So, yeah, we definitely have had a lot of rain, that's for sure. For June, I had 10.5 inches of rain. 10.5 inches of rain for June, so hopefully we don't need a whole lot more rain for a while, I don't think. I think things are in pretty good shape for the time being, but but that's the most rain I can ever remember in a long time. I was looking at my weather book from last year in June. I had just over 6 inches a year ago for June, but 10 inches and something, that's there or something, I tell you. Okay, very good, Bob. Thanks a lot for checking in the scene. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, not control for the Black and White Service Net. Welcome for any further check-in.
KA2000Z, hi Dan. Just checking tonight. I'm in the middle of a project here. And 7312, KA2000Z.
KC2UXG.
Okay, K2ZNZ Jack, in and out, got a project on, so you can go have a good evening, talk to you later. Okay, the next one, I probably got this car, I know who it is, but, I don't know, KC2GXE, I think that's correct, go ahead, correct me if I'm wrong.
Very close on that. KC2 UXG. Dan, this is Mark, and how are you doing tonight up there?
Okay, I knew I'd get that wrong, Mark. We're doing good. We're doing very good. Don't worry. Like I mentioned, we're camped up here at Whitaker Park in the town of Martinsburg, and having a good time. Campers are starting to move in here quite steady, and tomorrow, by tomorrow night, hopefully the spaces will be full. Right now, I've probably got about 10, 15 campers in here right now, and it can hold about 44 campers, I guess. So, still a ways to go, but over Memorial Day weekend up here, it was full. So, and the weather is supposed to start turning around, so there's no more rain, hopefully, for a while, other than, I guess, maybe like late tonight, maybe. But other than that, the next few days could be good, so. Okay, yeah, very good, Mark. And it's good to hear you, for sure. And you and the better half have a good evening there. We'll talk to you another time there, for sure. This is N2OIQ, that control for the Black Rice Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins or any commentary queries for the net.
N2OIQ, this is KC2 UXG. How are the flies up there? Cool now, so probably aren't too bad, but if you start warming up there, I bet you'll start seeing a few up there.
Hey, Mark, they've been pretty hot up here. They've been pretty hot up here. Even today, there were a lot of bugs on, but you're right, probably starts warming up, it'll probably kill you away, but they just got to have some spray, I guess, and stuff. And but as they said last weekend, the people that was camping here, that was really thick, really thick. So, well, anyways, we'll see what happens. So, okay, thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's like I say, it's getting pretty buggy up here. It has been buggy, I guess, here in the last couple of weeks. So, and this is N2OIQ. Any other rechecks or any other check-ins for the net, please call now. Okay, I guess that's that for this evening. I want to thank everybody for the check-in. We had 6 check-ins, including myself. So with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Light Service Net. Return the repeater to other amateurs. 73s, including the N2OIQ pair.
N2OIQ, W2QJS.
Hey, good evening. This is N2YQ. Go ahead. I didn't catch all that call, but go ahead.
Call here is Whiskey 2, Quebec, Juliet, Sierra. I was just working in the shack, and I was listening to you guys, but I didn't have the time to jump in. I'm wiring up some more lights over my bench. The name is Mel Mike Echo Lima. We are located in Stish's Brown Barn Campground. I happened to hear you mention something about a campground up there in Martinsburg. This is W2QJS.
It's a town park. It's controlled by the town of Martinsburg, but it's they got campgrounds here, and they got a picnic area and what all. Yeah, it's kind of a nice place. They don't have no electricity or anything up here, but they got water where you can put your tanks on your trailers or whatever, you know, but not leave them hooked up. And they got two nice restrooms up here with showers and everything, so it's pretty nice. And the price up here ain't that bad either, so that's the nice thing about it. Okay, back to you, Mel.
Okay, I didn't get your name. Could you give it to me, please?
Yeah, the name here is Dan. Yeah, I got some relations at camps down there, the Fishes, up on the, some of the Shinglers. I don't know if you have them. you might have the Shingler, some of the Shingler family down there camping. They've been down there for 2 years.
Yeah, I've heard the name. We're up on top near the barn. And the Shinglers, I believe, are down near in the lower part of the campground. I don't believe I've met them, but I've been by their camp area. I've seen their sign out with their name on it. But that's the extent of that, and I don't get out and walk too much anymore. I used to get out and walk every night, but I've got to go in for at least one knee replacement. Possibly another soon afterward. N2OIQ, W2QJS.
Okay, pretty good, Mal. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. And I'm sure there's a lot of fun down there, too. We camped down there for 1 weekend back 2 years ago. It was a good time. We had a good time down there. So, okay, pretty good, Mal. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. Any other, as long as we're here, any other check-ins for the nap?
I have one question.
Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, I was wondering, was I hearing right that there was a ham fest in the area last weekend? And I was wondering when the next one upcoming was going to be.
No, I didn't mention that, no. I have no idea. Pete, KCWP is in there, he might have more. There's nothing local that I know of, but there's got to be one coming up. I don't know. Pete, KC2WI, M2IQ, you were still there?
KC2WI, there wasn't any ham fest. We had a amateur radio open house up here in Glenfield a couple weeks ago. Pretty good attendance, and we're going to have probably another meeting, kind of picnic kind of thing, probably in August, afternoon in the beginning of August. Either maybe up at Whitaker Park, maybe at the fairgrounds in Bowville. Oh, not sure yet. There is a ham fest down in at the Deerfield Fire Department. I'll tell you in a minute here. Hang on.
WATU.
Yeah, John, you have the date. I can't remember. June, July 18th, maybe? Or 25th, I think it is.
The 25th, and there's Hamfest in Cicero, New York, on July 12th, the same day as the Utica Boilermaker. It's on a Sunday. That's in near Syracuse in Cicero, New York, the Radio Rags Hamfest. But I think the one that used to have at Frank, oh, what was it called now? Frankfurt, down in Frankfurt at the Herkimer County Fairgrounds. Maybe that's one you're talking about, Pete, but there is one scheduled for the 25th, I think. Talkin's probably on 146.76. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, John, the one that used to be in Frankfurt was called the Utica Ham Fest, even though it was really at the Herkimer County Fairgrounds. But I think it's Radiocom, Radiocom. But now that's Radiocom. That's the 25th in Deerfield. I guess they maybe the size got down to where they couldn't, they didn't want to spend the money on the fairgrounds, which is actually too bad that it's gone down in size, but better for us because it's a lot closer. And I didn't know about Cicero. Rags has moved theirs around. Didn't they always have that in September? So maybe they've changed their dates and places too, but the Deerfield one is it's pretty easy to shoot down, around 12 there and get off there on what the heck's the name of it, Glass Factory Road, maybe you get off, I don't remember, but it's not too hard to get to.
Yep, you're right. They had the, and good evening to you, Mel. Welcome to the area here, and I think it was another chap, too. But, yep, easy to get to, and Deerfield, the 25th, and the Rags used to be, you're right, in October, something out of the state fairgrounds. They used to have the same days of gun show. But now they've moved it, so it kind of clashes with the Boilermaker in Utica, which is an which is another interesting topic for those that are trying to do communications and want to be at the ham fest. But I'll turn it back over to you, Dan. You can turn it to Mel. I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in. WA to you, goddamn.
Okay, this is W2QJS. I'll take it for a moment and understand that the 25th of July, Glass Factory Road, and the talk-in is 14676. And that would be a Utica repeater as well, as I recall. I'll be here for the summer. So, thanks very much for your information. This is W2QJS to whoever cares to pick it up.
Okay, Mel, I'll just get in here and out. I don't know what happened to Dan, but he's probably sitting by the fire. Name here is John, and the other chap is Pete. Yeah, Cicero's easy to get to, too. Really easy. On Route 36, you just get on Route 365 and go down, follow Route 31, and you practically run right into the ham fest. So that's probably, from where I am, it's probably 70 miles, 65, 70 miles. But so it's a little ways to go. But that's around the Syracuse area, so the one in Utica. Yeah, that Pete probably thinks as everybody, you know, it gets more expensive. They don't have enough people and stuff. So, Pete, we'll turn it over to you, and we'll chat sometime about the water thing. I've been through that. I had a pipe blow out in the house one time when we had our house in Clay, and then I was away on a trip and the hot water tank blew up. So I can relate to all the above. Go ahead, Pete. Nice chatting with you, Mel, and the Nets on here every night at 9 p.m. right here on the Boonville repeater. Go ahead, Pete. 73WA to you.
Okay, I'm looking at the website, K2IQ, Utica Amateur Radio Club, Radiocom, 2015, July 25th, Deerfield Fire Department grounds located at 5476 Trenton Road in Deerfield. Like I said, I think you get off on that Glass Factory Road. I have to look at the map. It's been a few years, but I've been there once for some other ham fest. So that's it. They don't say, it doesn't say talk in here, but the only frequency they say here is 6 meter net on the third Thursday at 7 p.m. on 50.50. I wanted to try that last week, and I totally forgot about it, the last 6 months. But I don't know if it's probably too far north for that. I don't know, John, if you had 6 meters, you might hear them, but probably not here. Anyway, that ham fest for me is, if it's not too hot and not too rainy, not really hot enough to want to really escape to the lake, maybe I'll go, you know. And that's probably about the only one. I don't know about Cicero, that's a good drive. And last Rags Ham Fest I went to, it was not worth a drive out there, but who knows, maybe a change of date and stuff, they might get a little more. KC2WI.
Okay, well, this is W2QJS returning. I think, yeah, that is quite a ways to Cicero. You're right about that. But I think I'll be able to find the location around the Trenton area as long as I have some place to point me, like an address. 5476 will go into one of the GPS units that I have, and we'll just find it. Thanks again, guys, and I'll catch you maybe tomorrow night.
This is W2QJS.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And I do hold traffic for N2KPR, if he's listening tonight. Stations come out first.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Looking for N2KPR. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
N2WBX. Solo Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. This is Rockdown, looking for N2KPR, looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2LZ. W2U, Mark, are you John, are you right there by any chance? KA2LZ. KA2LZ, Cliff.